Oh my god. When Edge comes out, I get fucking turned on.
It's the Hot Guy Detour.
Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host, and the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, which I'm going to post this week again. I post it every year when the NBA Finals start. My joke about why wrestling is better than sports, specifically basketball, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donski Blackamora, a.k.a. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling, a.k.a. the modern day goof and spoof, ha, Raja, coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee, gabba, gabba, gay, gabba, 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 gabba.
This girl, she's mine. Hop.
This is hot garbage.
Damn, she's fine.
Yo, Dana's badass, man.
Let's go, Tori. What up, Jabroniacs? Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast. I am the funniest podcaster in the world, Dan Black, the greatest podcaster in the universe. And if you stop listening to the show, I'll fucking kill you. Now, let's just get into it this week. Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Get access to our bonus content this week. Everybody coming at you. Where we talk about the chaos episodes, me and Nick Tulo wreaking, many would say, havoc over on the bonus episodes, using the Discord as jump-off points for your questions, and looking at all your homemade wrestling memes lately that are pretty fucking funny. And, join the Patreon. And, cool. Support the podcast. You get it. We got to jump right into it today. Not because there's a lot to talk about, but because I just feel like it. Okay? All right? Maybe there's not a lot to talk about.
Both feet. What flavor?
Ooh. Wow, what flavor is that?
Lime, duh.
Ah.
Now, I'm gonna introduce the room first. She's here, Miss Erin Finnerty, the First Lady of Cow, in the house. What are you crushing?
Wow. What are you crushing?
Crushing a guava Sao Paulo, baby.
Wow. Interrupted.
That's my
your
that's my
classic.
Drag, that's my drag name, by the way.
Erin, give him a what up. I mean, we didn't get a proper one.
Oh, what up?
The nasty one, Nasty Newman Hagen, Nasty Newman in the house.
How about it?
What up? And tiptoe with Tulo, Nick Tulo, the supermark. What up in the house? What do you got? Oh man, a full case of LaCroix.
Ooh,
looks
baby.
Like you went with a
Costco special.
What do you got? Is that LaCroix eggplant flavor?
Yeah, I think so. Guava Sao Paulo. So beach
it would be
plum.
It would be LaCroix aubergine.
Black raspberry. What's up? It's I don't
Oof,
even know what
black
the fucking time it is,
trash.
But tiptoe Tulo. Holla at you.
Yo,
boy.
What up? We're gonna get into it. All right, Nick Tulo. I don't know holla, what
holla,
that was
holla.
A sloppy intro.
Fucking showed off a whole case of LaCroix. Come on now.
Okay. But everybody, okay. I wanna jump okay. I wanna
Very
jump
big.
Right into
okay.
I wanna jump right into some stuff this week. I just wanna say, first off, everybody, thank you for your messages. I said that I was feeling a little fucking down, feeling a little weird. And the Cow Nation always coming to the rescue, hitting me up in the DMs and telling me what the pod means to you guys. It's incredible to hear from you guys. So just thank you for that. I'll let you know. Look, here's the deal. Been honest. I like to be honest with you guys because you're honest with me. Is that like, yo, listen. I don't want to be the guy posting all gym content, crushing it, right? Every minute of every day, but not being honest about the fact that I get down myself, okay? That would be phony. Mm-hmm. That would be false. Mm-hmm. This podcast is, at times, authentic, okay? And honest. But yeah, man, I'll be honest. Lately, I was feeling a little bit sad. Life can be fucking sad, man. Yeah, man. Things can in life cannot go your way or as you expect or as you'd hope. People disappoint you. You know what I mean? People pass away. I mean, right? Like, you know what I mean? Life can fucking hit you. It can punch you, you know? And, you know, I say it all the time, and I always think about your messages. I can think about right now, specific ones right now. And I won't say it because some of you guys are active on our Discord and stuff, and these are your personal stories. But I think of you guys, you share your personal stories with me sometimes. And I sometimes read them, and I feel like a gut punch for you guys. You know what I mean? And then you say something like, this podcast got you through those hard times. And you know what? I fucking believe you. Okay? I know that could be kind of a cliche, like, stock thing for people to say. But I believe you guys as someone who has had tough times and listened to podcasts. Now, and you know, put something in your ears. Frankly, to fucking drown out the thoughts, right? Sometimes you want to just be like, you want to be disassociated or whatever, right? You want to just be like lost, you know? And so if I'm part of that for anybody, that's a fucking major, 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 major compliment. And gives me a lot of pride, to be honest. So thank you guys. And so that's why I come here and do this. And this helps me get through times that are whack. Okay. But man, I've been feeling things, baby. Like I've been, you know what I mean? Like, is it, you know, you have these thoughts where you're like, I know this is a wrestling podcast, but you're like,
Sometimes you have
feelings, right? I don't want to get specific stuff, but you have feelings. You're jumping all around, and sometimes your feelings, you're like, you're not. They control you, and you try to control them. Now, I'm pretty fucking good at controlling myself. You know what I mean? I would say that. Not to be bro-y, and get. I'm not diminishing it because I'm opening up here, right? You know what I mean? But man, sometimes you got to just take it for a ride, baby. You know what I mean? Sometimes you go, yo, today is today, and I'm going to fucking get my fucking emotional surfboard out. And I'm just going to fucking go for it, baby. Does that mean that the tears start flowing when I'm cleaning my dishes?
Yep.
That might be what that
sometimes
means.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Does that mean that I'm repping a set? All of a sudden, I get angry, and I'm supposed to do 12, but then I do 28? Russian twist.
Happens. It happens.
It happens,
fuck up, Dan. Fire me up, baby. Let's go.
Yo, everybody. Come on. Let's fucking, let's feel it. Let's listen
does
to
that
fucking,
mean? Does that mean that sometimes
let's
you
get
hear
some
a song?
Bull burn, I'm going. Let's feel it, baby. Let's get
like this song?
Yeah, baby.
And it makes you cry?
Yeah, baby. Sometimes you got to put on Bull Burns inside and you go, this guy is such a fucking wimp, but boy, oh boy, he's talented and I'm feeling it.
This is a fucking bop.
You say the ocean's rising. You say the whole world's ending, got it already there. You're not gonna slow it, heaven knows you've tried. Got it, but not inside. You know where to go, and everybody knows everybody.
All right.
Oh my God. I needed that so many times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know how much I needed that.
That's part of Fuckboy Summer. Fuckboy Summer is not all just bowling. It's only 90% bowling. Okay?
95% yeah. bowling at all times.
Statistics show.
Thanks for that, man.
Fuckboy Summer's got heart, baby. Okay?
I think I might cry right now.
Fuckboy Summer's about doing some shadow work, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Talk about Freud Boy Summer, bitch. Let's go.
I don't know why I'm so emotional right now. I'm ready to cry right now.
Let it out, man. Let it flow. Woo! Let it blossom. Let it grow.
I didn't know. You knew me. You nailed it. I didn't know how much I fucking needed that, man. God damn. Thank you, Dan.
Sometimes you got to feel it, baby. Yo, so thank you for your messages. And I'm feeling good today. Feeling good today. So
you look great.
You know, that's me. So you know what I mean? You take it one day at a time. Now, that being said, we got a lot of shit to talk about here, okay? Because, wow, hold on. I think we should just start right here. What do you think? There's some wedding bells in the air. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch officially getting married. Officially getting married after having a child. I thought that for a Messiah, that was a backwards move. A religious man having a child out of wedlock.
If anything, them having sex before having the child is also not a very Messiah move. Mm-hmm. She should have just become pregnant.
Maybe that's how it happened.
Well, you don't know.
It's a Bible
joke,
guys.
That would have crushed.
That would have crushed in youth group. You guys just don't get it.
Oh man. All right. Well, anyway, congratulations to Becky and Rollins. All right. Now let's go to some sadder shit going on in wrestling, which is that WWE released a bunch of wrestlers again.
Oh, man.
This is like a weekly segment.
This is the emotional roller coaster that we were just describing.
Yeah. Ride that wave, baby. And not just a lot of wrestlers.
Get your fucking hands up.
But a lot of comedy wrestlers,
too. Do you want to get Killian Dane on here to throw his fucking, to start fucking going for it, bro?
Yeah.
I think so.
13 wrestlers got released. Is that what it was? 13 more.
Yeah. So the big names I got here is Killian Dane, Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Tony Nese, Barina Shafir.
Long Island stand up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting because, like, I don't know how I feel about. I always think about these releases when they happen, and you always go through like the gamut of emotions here. I guess this episode's gonna be talking about emotions, you know.
Someone you idolize.
But I think that, like, my first thought when guys get released is always like, I think about like Fandango, like his first match was at Mania and he beat Chris Jericho, you know?
Right.
And then you're like, wow, like, you know. Like, that doesn't, none of it fucking matters at all. You know what I mean? You're like, you want to, yo, Tulo, you look more like Marty Scurll today.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing.
I'm seeing it.
I mean, you have the villain. Like, that's kind of like, you look like the villain overall.
I've gotten that before. Should I get an umbrella or some shit?
You should go get an umbrella, please. Yeah, so that. Then you think about, like, Tony Nese, who won the Cruiserweight Championship at a WrestleMania as well. You know what I mean?
Against Buddy Murphy, it doesn't matter.
That means nothing. Like I think, like it's really interesting because I look at the wrestlers who are like safe, and you're like you're it's more about you can just, you're just like if you feel big time or not or something, you know, like it's hard to describe because you like look at Matt Riddle, you're like, all right, they're not gonna get rid of Matt Riddle, you know what I mean? Right. Like I was just watching Raw and I was like. All right, like, yeah, AJ. Like, they're not going to fire fucking AJ. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think I would have said the same thing about Braun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean,
I would have said the same thing
about
Braun.
You did say that.
Right. I would have said the same thing about Braun, not Alistair, because we know, like, his shit was getting weird anyway. But it is interesting because they let all this talent go, but then you do think about how they know not to let, like, Ricochet go. You know what I mean? Like, they still are pretty... They know which guys to, like, definitely not let go of.
Well, they got rid of Alistair.
Well, I mean, but with Ricochet, it's like... they know that if he goes somewhere, like, they don't have the time.
They don't know shit. What listen the fuck to me. Are listen you to me. They don't know listen shit, dude.
Let me,
they
let
don't
me
know
finish.
Shit. It don't matter.
Can
nothing
I finish?
Matters.
Go.
Nick Khan, like, took full credit for the firings, right? Did I see that?
Look, yeah. He's look. He they okay. On some level, they have to understand that he would be an asset to another company, and that would have the time and energy to give him that platform. They are not cutting people like Ricochet, so that they can withhold them from other companies to sort of actively hurt that company by not releasing that wrestler, is my point.
I get that, but then they okay. also have released lots of wrestlers that are like that, though, still. Now. Especially.
That's true.
I mean, they just let Andrade walk. Instead of all right, booking
yo. I agree. Like, but like Tyler Breeze was just like a guy waiting to get released for right. 4 years, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Braun is
like,
the only one.
All
that
he
was
did
like
was up,
shocking.
Down, down. Like, that was the only thing he did. He had one match against Velveteen Dream in NXT. Like, he never came to fruition at all.
Fucking wrestled Jushin Tiger fucking in NXT, man. He wrestled a legend.
Yeah, insane. I know, but like Killian Dane is another guy where you're like, all right, like what? They
here's
weren't
a, here's
do
a,
anything with him.
Here's another like, thing.
What?
Killian Dane married to
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. Mm-hmm. Marina Shafir married to Roddy Strong. So Roddy they don't Strong, even yeah. care if your significant other or partner works for the company. You just get the fucking axe now.
Well, that's what they said. Nick Khan said that specifically. He's like, I don't care who you're like, married. And they have to operate like that. You can't knock them for that. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
like,
just crazy.
Unless you're like, you know, I don't know. Like, if you're like, who the fuck, man? It's so hard to think of a star. <You're> like, right? Like, it's like, if you're Randy Orton. Orton's wife, yeah. Maybe. Like, but like, are there, how many guys in WWE right now are like on Randy Orton's level? Like, I don't mean in terms of talent. I mean in terms of like locked in legend status. Like, we'll get a contract forever. You know?
Yeah, but yeah, but nobody. But that's,
no one.
That's because though that's like that.
It's like only
with,
Randy.
Yeah, but that's right? necessarily that has to be the case because he's been around for so long.
Right.
No one else has been around for as
Roman.
Long as him, so that automatically means there's no one else.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Roman is locked in. Seth, they're never. Those guys will be there forever.
I can
maybe
see
not
Randy.
Seth. Maybe just Roman.
See, I can see Randy Orton fucking going to wrestle Kenny Omega. No problem.
Orton.
What I mean, talk
Orton
about
doesn't give two shits about Kenny Omega.
You know,
Orton
of
doesn't
him.
Care about wrestling like that. He doesn't care about wrestling like he's not like Daniel Bryan or
he'll
like those
tease
guys
it and make everybody
guy.
Think he's gonna
no,
think he's gonna do it and then never do it.
He's
no,
brand
like,
ambassador for Slither.
Yeah, primarily. Like I don't. Yeah, like Orton doesn't care about that. Like Drew doesn't care about that. There's only certain those like the indie guys, the like the wrestling purists are the guys who care about that. Like mm-hmm. like the way Jericho came up wrestling like in Japan and stuff. Those are the guys who are like, oh, I need the match against the big indie guy. Like they get sucked into that. But like guys like Ziggler and shit, those guys are like contract based dudes. I think, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now. All right, anyway, so a bunch of those guys got released. I think, like, I don't know. They're releasing a ton of talent, and then they're also having tryouts, so maybe they're just looking to freshen the whole thing up.
That's
you know
what I'm
mean?
Saying. Like, it just doesn't make it, what goes on over there? It's, none of it makes any
right.
sense.
No, it's nonsense.
Like, what is going
it's
on?
It's total nonsense.
It's
yeah.
like, it's a joke now. Did you see the, you probably didn't because it was on, it started off Dark Elevation. Eddie Kingston did a promo, and I guess it was after the Jungle Boy match, and he, like, went right after WWE. He was saying the other channel doesn't listen to their fans. If you don't get it, check it out if you haven't. I think it's at the beginning of this week's Dark Elevation. It's definitely worth a watch, especially since you like Eddie Kingston, Dan, and you like his promo work.
Eddie Kingston is one of my guys.
He really went after like comparing AEW to WWE. And they just put it right on Dark Elevation.
So I had that. I saw the whole video. It's in my notes here.
Oh, sorry.
No. We could jump right there. I don't care. No, nothing in this week is like, we got to talk about that.
No,
thing.
Yeah.
The only thing this week that is like the most pressing is maybe like the return of Edge, but I don't mind burying that either. especially because Tulo and I are going to disagree about Edge. But yeah, no. Eddie Kingston cut a promo where he was just talking a lot of shit about WWE.
Yeah.
It's fucking great to see. It's awesome yeah. because it's
love
just
it.
Fun wrestling. It was a blast, you know. One of his big points was like they treat legends well over in AEW. Yeah. And so he said that, and then I was thinking about that specific point because I was like, man, they use legends so fucking effectively in AEW right now. Like, that Christian segment with Jungle Boy was awesome. Like, for Christian to be like, oh, you're the guy who threw me over, and then, like, I fucking respect you for that, and then he beats up with him in the back. You know what I mean? I love that. The Conan segment, which I know, Newman, you wanted to jump into something.
Oh,
the
my
Conan
dude,
segment, right?
Whoa. Based Conan, baby. This guy is speaking truths. He, I wish we could pull it up. He basically told Tully Blanchard, he's like, you don't know what I've been through. I'm a man of color. Men of color are arrested at a higher rate than people that look like
five
you.
Times. Yeah, incarcerated.
Five times. It's actually two times, but it's still not the point. It's it is all true, and it's on TV, and it fucking rules. Yeah. And Conan, just fucking woke bae.
Yo, man, what
Conan is woke.
And
bae.
Let me, Tully Blanchard fucking played his part real well there too. He was just fucking beautiful.
There's a lot of stuff that AEW is doing.
Yo,
he took nice.
He took that pile driver, bro. He fucking flipped over. It looked like they killed him. It looked like they legit killed him. And
how long is? How long is AEW? When did they debut?
Yeah.
How many years is it?
Year and a half ago.
Year and a half. Right.
It'll be two years in October, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, listen to the archives, which I know all of our listeners do. They scour the archives for
just
treasures.
Like when there's nothing else on.
Right.
Yeah.
I said I would give AEW 5 years.
Yeah.
To be like, what have you got to show for it? Right.
Yeah.
Based on what I've seen thus far in the last year and a half, I want to reassess my analysis.
Do it.
And I'm going to say I actually expect them to be like the shit by the time they've been around for like 3 years. So 1.5 more years. They've shown me that I was wrong. I said 5 years I think it'll take them to get there. I think 3. Year and a half more, they're the thing.
I think they're almost there already. I think they're true. I mean,
facts.
I mean, coming on year two, I think, I mean, what's there not to, you know, like,
well, little things.
The show is great.
Right.
They'll get back on the road now. So I think having the live crowd, different audiences is going to be insane. I think they're just going to take off, man. The fans are pumped to go watch AEW. It's going to be electric.
And the question is just that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was saying that I think that, like, there are things like Eddie Kingston's points were all true, right? And you can, when you have a rival or if you have competition, it's easy to say, like, oh, this is why they're bad or this is why we're better, right? But you can always learn something. And I think AEW could learn from WWE in theory, not always in practice. But, like, I want to see things for, like, Abaddon, where, like, I want a WWE-style promo package that explains to me what her character is. Because I'm ready for that character. I just don't know what's going on, right?
And
I want that that kind of like cinematic aspect of WWE to kind of inspire AEW a little bit. But they are so close to being just like firing on every single cylinder.
Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I think my one thing with AEW, two things. First thing I'll say is just in general. The main thing is don't fall into the trap of comparing it to WWE. Like, they're not going to get WWE numbers maybe ever, probably ever. Numbers is different because their show could get, like sometimes Raws only get, like, 1.5 million viewers or whatever. You know
not
what I mean?
Even,
like,
yeah.
Right.
Like, if they're, like, and then, like, AEW can hit 1 million. So they're not, like, that far off sometimes just because of how TV works. But they're not going to have, like, the fucking brand capacity of a WWE maybe ever, okay? Hopefully, I would love to be wrong. I think it's just good for business to have both. But my thought is just, like, yo, if they can stay a TV show for 20-plus years, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, get enough to, like, be a sustainable company and, like, be as relevant as they are where they don't fall into the, like, TNA shadows or, like, you know what? Because you think of, like, when TNA and, like, AJ and Samoa Joe was on, like, it, like, that shit, like, in the heyday of it, that stuff was, like, if you wanted to watch it, you could watch it, but, like, it wasn't prominent enough, you know? And TNA, like, Impact's still not prominent enough. It's good if you want to watch it, But AEW is like, when you're watching, if you got TNT on, or you have a Turner Network on, or even not a Turner Network, if you have Raw on, you're seeing an ad for AEW. Like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, it's real deal. They got real money behind it. So they could stay like this and still be lower than WWE. Like, that's a win for me, and still be the show that we like a little more, right? You know? That's fucking a blast. So, like, you know, so I agree. Yeah. In a sense, they're already winning. You know what I mean? Like, they're already succeeding, and it's not about winning or losing.
And you don't want to see them expand in some dumb way that, like, tanks the company, right?
You mean
like,
what they're doing right now?
They don't want to UCB themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because they're right now having other shows. I mean, it kind of concerns me. Like, I'm like, why do you need all these other shows? But
understandably.
It seems like the way they're doing it is pretty controlled, where it's like
I would
they're
say
all
they have a right. really good system in place. Like,
yeah,
I watch Dark and Elevation. I watch them both at the same time. It's right. really enjoyable. You see wrestlers getting wins. The announcing is great. There's a really good foundation. You get these indie wrestlers coming in. If they impress, they keep bringing them back, even if they job out to the main roster wrestlers, whatever it is. But they're getting you invested in all of their wrestlers. Like, so you see these wrestlers coming in from the ground up. Look at the fans. Wheeler Yuta wrestled Machine Gun, almost said Kelly, Anderson. And and the crowd was going crazy for Wheeler Yuta. This is a guy on the indies from, like, Massachusetts, you know, like, or Philly, actually, I think he's from. And it's just a smart system. They're bringing these wrestlers up. They're giving them good promo packages. So when they get up there, like Varsity Blondes, I mean, these guys, it just makes sense. They started off like shit. They took time. They invested in them. They come out. They got a cheerleader now. Like, wow. What a fucking, that's cool. But, like, you don't get, we're not getting that. Like, I got Dewdrop on my TV on Monday. And, like,
yeah.
What does that even mean?
Well, I mean, you're referencing the best.
Sound way up.
You're referencing.
Hello.
Hey, you're referencing the best thing in WWE. That's maybe not the best example.
Yeah, Dewdrop.
You're talking about
week.
The evolution, or the evolution, right. And that's everybody.
And you're also talking about loves that. Machine Gun Kelly. Oh.
This guy's sort of like the fuckboy Jesus.
He's the fucking. He's the master of ceremonies of fuckboy.
Okay, we don't have time for this.
Come on.
We don't have time
to get DCMA.
Yeah.
We don't have time for this. Yo, well, Dewdrop. All right, if we're jumping to Dewdrop. Dewdrop segment was fucking good on Raw, actually. Dewdrop, actually, remember last week you're talking about everyone was kind of like on the bonus app. People were like, yo, you like what they're doing with Dewdrop, blah, blah, blah. And then we're like, yo, you think it's a work? And it felt like even Marie pieced her, and she still fucking won. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I think they might actually be doing, we all might have been getting a little worked with that, right?
Well, yeah, I think we, obviously we are, but at the same time, I don't trust
people
it
like
to
Piper, like, and they might think she's got the fucking goods, you know what I mean?
But I don't trust it to turn into something that is going to be anything worth meaningful. And honestly, the fact that someone said it, it's like, you mean to tell me I fucking tune in and watch NXT UK and I'm invested in Piper and they built this great wrestler up? And now you just bring her Raw and she's something completely different. Why? Like, right. You're insulting your viewers. It's also
not a good look for, like, the way that you work your audience to be like, here's a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Psych, it's a not bad idea. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, yeah. Like, why? Yeah. Like, why would you bait your audience against the quality of your product?
Bad ideas, everybody. Yeah, I mean, whatever. All right.
You know how bad our ideas normally are. Here's another one. Psych. It's not that bad.
Jimmy Uso, Dolph Ziggler, ripped. You know? I mean, I'm having a great time still.
Right.
I got to jump because I want to make sure we talk about the main check. Because we have established for Money in the Bank, Edge versus Roman Reigns one-on-one. And boy, oh boy, I love it. I know Tulo does not care about this.
Heated conversation this week.
Here's the thing.
Tulo does not care about it. I would just like to say that Edge is so deeply one of my fucking guys.
You think you know me.
That I just want to say, when he is one of these dudes who, when his music hits, I just fucking turn on. You know what I mean? I just go like,
are we hitting
the
hot guy
detail? Okay. There's so much smoke.
I didn't know what
so
you meant by turn
smoke.
On. I thought we were going on a hot guy detour for a second.
Oh, my God. When Edge comes out, I get
we
so
should.
Fucking turned on.
It's the hot guy detour.
I mean, I don't know if I would even call Edge a hot guy personally. I mean, definitely like
he is morphing through HGH into a rhinoceros.
Yo, fun fact. All right, so fun fact about so you know I eat at the same meal prep company, Nutrition Solutions. I'll plug them for free here on the pod. I have the same meal prep company as Edge, Roman Reigns, Sheamus, Rey Mysterio, Christian, Dominic Mysterio.
WWE champion.
I don't think he's been eating it, but WWE champion Jinder Mahal. And I think that's all the guys I know that use it. But
that's it. That's the 18 people that run this whole company survives on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the guy who runs the company is this guy named Chris Cavallini. And
sounds like a pasta dish order.
It sounds like someone you guys went to high school with.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I have like a real love hate with this fucking guy because like he's got some questionable views about vaccines.
Big shocker there.
Yeah.
I guess we're never going to stop.
Did you say wait, Aaron? Did you say big chakra? Was that like a pun? Yeah.
Look what this guy chakra. Looks like. He looks awesome. Yeah. He's jacked.
He looks like he doesn't believe in vaccines.
No. But then he posted, but like so here's why this is why I was talking about this guy, because like this guy ultimately, when it comes down to it, like I'm like, yo, I'll buy my food from this guy. The level of fucking integrity this guy has, like for and his focus, you know what I mean? But here's a picture of him, and it says, "Get on anabolic steroids here," and he's see that?
Yeah.
So his whole post is like, he's pretty honest. He's like, yo, I used to sell steroids. Like, that's what I did for a living. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's like, I got arrested when I was like 30 something years old or whatever. And he's like, and I fucking turned my life around. Like, I was in prison.
Wasn't he involved in that Roman Reigns scandal where they thought he was doing steroids or something? And they got
him. I don't know if he was involved. I have no idea.
I think it was him that they were saying got him from.
Yeah, he had a black book of clients, and it was alleged that Roman Reigns was in that book.
Oh, yeah. So this guy
might have been if he's a client of the supplements.
But, like, here's the other thing is that, like, yo, I don't do steroids, you know, but, like, I'm like.
Yeah, okay.
The shit, I don't. I would tell everybody if
tell
I did steroids.
Tell that to your last. Sure.
I would be a lot, I would look a lot better. I would look a lot more jacked if I did juiced up. But, like.
Maybe you should.
I will. I'll tell you what I do. I'll do it when it makes sense. All right. But so, but you want to be eating food from the guys who are doing steroids. Seriously. You know what I mean? Like, because the steroids don't just get you jacked up, right? Like, it's like a part of the regimen. You know what I mean? You got to be eating perfectly and all this stuff. Everyone knows a guy who, like, went to high school with them who, like, juiced and stayed fat. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's called All of Long Island. Now, this guy had a post where he was like, his thing is being like, oh, here's me in Mexico. They sell steroids over the counter in Mexico. So it's pretty interesting that, like, you know, he's like, think about your perspective on something. It's like, are you sitting around judging people for, like, taking steroids? Or are you, this is, like, his kind of, like, his points. They're like, for, like, something that's illegal, like, a couple miles away, you know what I mean? And, like, people look awesome and you're judging them for it. He's like, there's a lot of stigma on steroids.
Wow. I didn't expect the anti-vaxxer to be anti-borders, too.
he's anti-borders. He's pro-steroids. He's ignoring, like, any kind of socioeconomic factors in it.
Pretty interesting, though.
You know what I mean?
But my
point is that any of the wrestlers eating this, you know they're juiced up. You know Edge is to the nines. What is going through his veins if he's hanging out with this guy?
They probably put it in the meals for them. They probably inject all the stuff with it.
Edge came back 2 times bigger than Mania, I think.
Yeah.
He
looks like fucking Bebop.
That was like 2 months ago. You know what I mean? And he's 48 years old. He comes back 3 times bigger than when he lost at Mania. Anyway,
and his cheekbones are like, I mean,
it's crazy. Edge is one of the biggest dudes on the WWE roster. And when I used to be like, this guy's way too small to be in WWE. That's my old view, you know.
Aaron, do you think he's hot?
Who? Sorry, Edge? I was typing. No. Edge? No.
Edge is hot.
Sorry, the soundboard got a little.
No.
What about Young Edge? Women. You didn't think Young Edge was hot? Do you ever see a Young Edge?
Edge is hot to women at all stages of his life who go to like Sturgis, like motorcycle fucking carnival, whatever the fuck it's called.
I mean, like, I guess like Young Edge was kind of cute, like with like his, I mean, this is like a before and after situation. And
he has a
good looking, but I don't like it. He's got like Joker face.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I don't
care.
His face
looks like a mask of his own face.
It's not for me. It's not for me.
Not my bag, baby. Aaron's not feeling it.
Okay. I mean, but he's Jack.
But is he
someone you idolize?
Looks like Joss Whedon there.
He looks like
Joss Whedon has no hair.
He looks like a Hollywood guy.
Joss Whedon.
He is a Hollywood guy.
Hey, I love him though, man.
Interrogator, Aaron. You've seen, which we've watched.
I know. This must have been at the premiere.
Yeah, this was at the premiere of The Interrogator, mm-hmm. Starring Edge, Adam Copeland.
He was 3 seconds. He was.
This is why Edge is one of my guys in a picture. Okay, in picture form.
That is a good
like,
face.
The way he like when he kneels in the corner and makes that face, like he's so fuck. He's like looks like a, he has because you're saying he has like the Joker fucking banana face, right? Where he kind of like gets so fucking angry and he'll rip his fucking hair out. It's sick.
I completely agree. I'm into this, by the way. I want to clarify what I was saying, right?
Okay.
I don't think Edge matters in terms of numbers and in terms of draw. I don't think people are tuning in because Edge was back. That's my argument. I will say this. He is fucking really good at what he does. His backstage segments, but he is a soap opera actor, man. This guy fucking is like when he's I want you to listen to me. I want Roman Reigns. Like he's like, come on, dude. Like I get it. Like, but
he's on another level. Wrestling but I think, is a soap opera.
I think this is gonna rule. I think Roman and him are fucking. Roman's reaction when Edge came out was perfect. I'm here for it, man, and I'm gonna be there for it. I'm gonna be at Money in the Bank, and I'm gonna fuck.
I know it's
the
in
fuck
Fort
out.
Worth, right? Which I'm flying to in 30 minutes. But but Edge. Edge Roman, I think, is at Money in the Bank is the swerve because I still think we get Edge Rollins at SummerSlam.
Oh God, I'll be
because
there
we already have Rollins upset about not getting the shot, so I'm expecting Rollins to show up during this match and cost Edge the match.
Well, maybe Rollins wins the briefcase, cashes in on Roman, holds the title till SummerSlam, and we get a triple threat.
I think they're gonna hold the case till Mania this year because I think they're. I think they're going to milk the case.
They want the pop from the live crowd being back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good call.
They're going to do
listen,
it.
Listen, that's a perfectly interesting look at that.
No, as a matter Alexa, fact, stop.
Edge. Well, let's talk about Money in the Bank right now because right now we have in the men's Money in the Bank, we have Ricochet, John Morrison, Riddle, Big E, Drew McIntyre, Owens, Sami Zayn, and two more. Still TBD.
Pretty awesome fucking roster of wrestlers there.
Ricochet, could he win the case?
He could, but he won't.
So.
Morrison could win the case.
No.
Could, but he won't. They just did that whole shit with Miz last year.
Yeah, Matt Riddle. I don't see it.
Could, but he won't.
Big E definitely could see winning the
contender.
Case. Yeah. Drew McIntyre, 100%. No business in this match to begin with. Except for, like, because he's... can like be a base for spots, right? Because he's fucking huge.
Mm.
But McIntyre, I fucking pray he doesn't win this briefcase. That would be
God,
so
me
boring.
Too. Me too.
Kevin Owens always can win the briefcase. Sami Zayn, I could.
Well, no,
could
I don't
easily
think he's
win
in
the
it yet. They still have to have a match.
Oh, it's Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Well, Sami Zayn is a really interesting briefcase holder.
100%.
He feels like a guy who probably won't get the cash in. But as a conspiracy guy, having like this contract really goes with his gimmick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's say the women's is Asuka. No, Naomi. Don't see it right now. But Alexa Bliss. They could do that.
You think we get Becky?
Nikki Cross, Carmella.
Like
three more.
Enters in. Becky enters in.
I don't think we've
seen
who. Yeah, there's three more. Becky could easily win the money. It's just so unnecessary,
Sasha.
Right? Because she gave up the title. Why would she need the Money in the Bank? Like she had vacated it, right? That automatically gets you in the mix.
Listen to me. Put it on. Get Sasha Banks in there. I mean, let's go. I mean, it's so easy.
If they're smart,
Billy Blanks?
If they're smart, they have Becky come back.
Should go with, and have her do tie ball.
They have her, you know, ask for a championship match against Charlotte, right? Yeah. Because she never, is it the same belt now?
Yeah.
That she gave up, right?
Yeah.
And so they reinvoke, they call back the beef air to Flair, and they make it be like, oh, no, you have to, because Charlotte Flair is Charlotte Flair, you have to go through the Money in the Bank match if you want that shot.
A lot of reports of Charlotte being unhappy in WWE.
How about that?
I've been talking about this for a long time.
I don't think she leaves, though, but Charlotte being on... she's also out. They've seen her in the... She was wearing the WWE hat next to Andrade's AEW hat in the gym. People fucking were weirded out by that.
Yeah, Planet Fitness.
You know, here's my only thought
on
this.
That's some real dirty sheets.
Tell me if I'm being, like, I don't know, semi... This is not swampy, but just tell me if this is a trash take, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's always this thing where I feel like the WWE women, they start dating a dude. Okay, like it reminds me of Paige with what's his name?
Del Rio. Yeah.
And then they have a problem with the company, and then all of a sudden they got a problem with the company.
Yeah.
Is that like you know what I mean?
I think with that particular example.
Yeah.
Del Rio is the problem there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, okay. I don't know anything about Andrade as a guy. Seems like a pretty good guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I always worry about these relationships taking over the careermanship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, and even if no one's toxic or anything, it's just kind of like this unspoken thing. It's like, hey, you know what I mean?
Are you saying that you're worried that Andrade is corrupting Charlotte and that Charlotte's going to leave and she really shouldn't? She should stay there forever because that's what you want for her?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I guess that is what I'm saying. I don't actually know what I'm saying. I'm just making this thought.
Look at this picture.
Like,
okay.
Charlotte was dominating WWE, and then now she's got a problem all of a sudden. But who knows? WWE's so crazy; it's hard to pin anything else on anyone other than WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they'll never cut Charlotte Flair. They'll never get rid of Charlotte Flair. Forever.
Well, I'm just like it's interesting to hear she has problems with the company because she is treated pretty fucking well at the company. Like she does,
right.
Literally is already like the 25-time champion and and is guaranteed Mania spots. I guess this year she had like a hormonal.
That's on
thing.
TV though. That's on TV. Who knows what it's like?
Right.
Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. I hope it has nothing to do with
it. It's not like historically it's been great for anybody.
I guess I'm just looking out for my girl Charlotte. You know what I mean? I hope it has nothing to do with him going over there.
My bestie.
But I gotta imagine if you're in WWE and you're in the Thunderdome right now, a short-sighted view is like, and WWE's morale seems so low right now. They're letting people go every fucking 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't even have you go to ask your friend a question. He doesn't have a job anymore. You know what I mean? the garbage bag's already there, right? And so, and then you turn on AEW and it looks like a fucking, like the frat house from Old School when they fucking have Snoop Dogg performing. You know what I mean? And you're like, yo, looking for a man.
Mitchell Palooza?
Yeah, Mitch. It's like Mitchell fucking Palooza. You know what
Mitch,
I mean?
Sometimes you catch
the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude dudes bump out of your bathroom, blindfolded, ready to double team your girlfriend. And it stops right there and it picks up right here. What Mitch is trying to say is that love is blind. So let's grab our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. I'm not a talker.
I love you, Dad.
I'm not a talker. Mitch's dad's here. I haven't seen Frank's dad's here. I haven't seen him in like 8 years.
I love you, Dad.
I love you, Dad. All right. Anyway,
it is so on game for Fuckboy Summer to have Wedding Crasher or old school memorized.
Yeah.
Oh my God, though. But come on. Yeah, Frank. We know you had fun. The whole town knows you had fun. I was talking to Mitch. Okay. It's such a great movie.
Got a fucking door in back. That,
oh yeah, it's classic.
I know the guy who wrote Old School.
I knew this was coming next.
And Aaron knows about this.
Everyone, watch your feet, watch your toes.
I make a note, text him questions about the script all the time.
Great comment, DVD commentary for Old School.
Really?
Yeah, really. I've watched that probably as many times.
As the actual movie. We're going streaky.
Yeah.
It's up through the quad. That's the
through
gymnasium.
The gymnasium.
Yeah, who's going streaky, Frank?
It's all of us. They're right behind.
There's more.
Oh, there's more. What a great movie. What a funny movie. Sometimes comedy comes together perfectly, and that's the result, friends. Now, speaking of comedy, let's talk about Matt Riddle for a second. God, listen, RK-Bro is just still fun and still a good time. Matt Riddle wrote a fake letter on Raw. I thought this was funny. Okay,
drew the rattles, the viper,
the snake is the signature. And he wrote a letter that was supposed to be from Randy, clearly written like a fucking second grader, like Matt Riddle. And it was like, yo, Randy can't be here, so he said I could take his spot in the match, you know, whatever. And then he comes out and he does the fucking Randy pose and the drizzle pyro starts and he gets fucking scared of it. He's like, whoa. I thought it was fun. It was fun.
I love that now in kayfabe, Matt Riddle is functionally illiterate. That's part of his character.
You know, people have gotten over with worse gimmicks. You know what I mean?
It's true.
And they're, you know, they haven't gone full with them. So, you know what
you
I mean?
What? Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know what? Honestly, it's representation.
Yeah.
Did you see this ricochet dive?
Yeah.
my God. Sick.
Yeah. Sick.
That thing was the most posted thing I'd seen on like Instagram and shit. Ricochet from the top rope. So, cool thing they've been doing in this Thunderdome is they clearly have mats behind the walls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a recorded spot. That's not live.
But they clearly have mats behind those walls regardless. Like, because, like, they just toss guys over there with impunity. You know what I mean? They just got there. It's like crash pads there. It's a great use of the Thunderdome. And so, Ricochet does a full, and it's cool. It's cool to pop for a, just like a crossbody. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he did it so far onto John Morrison. John Morrison's sitting on the fucking. Oh, we got it. We got it up. Oh my God.
Oh
Phil.
Oh my God.
Woo! Look at that. This is why, like, John Morrison's just one of these guys where you're like, yeah. There's always room on the roster for a dude this athletic, you know?
And you could tell that he probably, when he described this, when Ricochet told him what he wanted to do, he was probably so pumped.
They've probably done it already. They probably did it in Lucha Underground.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you want to do fucking spot 32?
Yeah.
I know Morrison a little spot bit. 32. I've hung out with him before, and he's been on the podcast before.
Crossbody on
He'll be like, let's do it. Like, you know his vibes. Like, let's go. Let's do it. Like, he has that fucking vibe. Yeah. And the guy is just a fucking artist at times. You know? You can shit on shit. Like, he's like a parkour dude. But, like, that shit's good for wrestling, baby.
Yeah. Nobody's more athletic than him.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, he's like 44, I think. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
It's insane. Great use of the Thunderdome. Loved it, folks. Another great spot. Dolph Ziggler, my man. Gives a zigzag onto Jimmy Uso into the stairs. That was sick.
And McAfee sold it, too.
McAfee. So that I have McAfee. Let's just jump right to McAfee. Just check out that spot. But Pat McAfee, I never think I'm saying his name right. I don't know.
You got it right that time.
All right. Let's get a copy.
He was found dead in a Spanish prison, right?
The guy is just having a blast out there. Like, you know, I got to give him props for it. Like, he doesn't always do like, me and Tulo disagreed about how he played one thing here and there. Like, I'm like, all right, it's like, you know, I can be a little bit of like an improv purist about like who's the straight man in the scene and stealing focus and blah, blah, blah. But that's just me. But ultimately, the guy is a personality. Mm-hmm. He understands that this is wrestling. Mm-hmm. He reads like he's a fan and he's just straight up bringing energy to the show. And, I think he deserves that job. I think he does a good fucking job. Like, mm-hmm. He doesn't have the finesse of, like, a Corey Graves where he's at or, like, a Cole.
Doesn't need
But he's color. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And he's authentic. He is who he is. That's who he is, man.
His outfits are always fun.
Uh-huh.
Looks like he's getting in better shape, I noticed.
He's probably going to wrestle soon.
It looks like he's gearing up to wrestle, so that's fun. And he'll probably be short term, so he's just a fun guy to enjoy, I think. I don't think he'll stay there, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to move on over to AEW.
Okay. Are we going to have time for the meme corner today?
It's my favorite part. What? Let's just fucking hit the meme corner. What do you say? I gotta get a better system for this. It's the hot dog meme corner. It's the meme corner. It's a motherfucking meme corner. All right, yo, coming at you, Phil. Let's throw up some of these. Let's throw up the memes, baby. And if you're not seeing these memes, Meme Corner is brought to you by Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page. Hit subscribe right now, and you'll be able to see these memes. So if you're listening, make sure you're watching, baby. It's part of the Cal 25D experience. People are saying that you need bug eyes to actually truly enjoy Cal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, this is not a meme. This is just something I was going to bring up in AAW. But this is Nick Jackson's piercing that connects to what am I thinking? I was going to say lapel. What do I mean?
On the hat? Brim?
The brim. Thank you. Well, I mean, a brim is a hat lapel, right? Mm. Okay.
Don't workshop your observational humor.
Folks.
What's the deal with brims?
What's the deal with a brim? I mean, it's basically just a hat lapel, right? Oh, man. Anyway, all right. Moving on. All right, fine. Let's move on also. What does this one say? I have no idea what this one is. It's Hulk entering WCW, famously, when he showed up in WCW the first time. And it's the Natalie Portman meme from Star Wars, Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, which I was arguing with someone about. Is it from the new ones? And I'm like, it's from the prequels, not the new ones. And they're like, yeah, those are the new ones. I was like, no. You can't call the prequels the new ones anymore, right?
No.
There's already new ones.
That's incorrect. Yeah.
Right. They're called the prequels, right?
Yeah. The function of the word new ceases to exist.
Absolutely.
They're over 20 years old now. They're not new anyway.
It's time.
All right, it's Hulk entering WCW Nitro, and then it's Natalie Portman smiling, saying, Hulk's here to stop the outsider. And then it's Hulk's face looking devious. And he says, he's here to stop the outsiders, right? This is the inception of the NWO meme. Beautiful.
How much Hulk weigh there?
Man.
280.
Dude.
No.
Hogan? Hollywood Hogan was in such great shape, my man.
But I'm just saying, he looks
so
real slim,
shredded.
Man. Yeah, he's shredded.
He was
like
getting
a hot
no
dog.
Body fat.
Wasn't he literally billed like 280?
Fuck always. That he's always fuck. Billed like 310 or something.
Yeah. He's dense.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. Did you see they put Jackson Riker in the red and the yellow? I was like, that's appropriate.
It's called a dog whistle.
What a weird kink, man, huh? Slapping that leather strap on his.
Yo, coming at you, everybody. Next meme.
They all are. They're all repressed.
Hey.
This you could just see on the Cal page, but this is just all of us hot guy detouring and enjoying Andrade.
Well, the most important part is that after we did that picture, 2 days later, he posts a picture in the exact. We didn't even have to edit this. He was just looking back in the right way.
This is incredible. This is like Matrix shit.
Yeah, this is some real fucking crazy synchronicity.
This is some, yeah.
This is great. This picture is sick. We fit right in. All right, next. Yeah.
He fits right in.
This one is a little swampy, but I love the use of all the doinks. It says the boys and I. It's all the doink post. The clowns. They're all up there doink dink. The boys and I hammered at Applebee's, asking the waitress which one of us she wants to take home.
This is the epitome of fuckboy summer.
What?
This is the epitome of fuckboy summer.
This is not swamp. This is not swamp. Applebee's. This is post. Post
and also, there's an ask involved, right? So that's a consent.
Yeah, this is a post.
It's also making fun of the boys because they're clowns and they're idiots and they're like losers.
That's why it's post swamp. It's a commentary on swamp.
And they're at Applebee's.
All right, next meme.
Doesn't get swampier than that. Swamp look at that. All the burger chains.
Yo, this is one of the greatest memes. This meme officially becoming one of my
guys.
Really
did Steven Lyons make this?
This is a meme that my trainer was like, yo, you posted that? She goes, that's me. She doesn't even know Nicole does. All right, it's Adam Cole doing the fucking boom, right? Thumb to the side of the head, right? to the temple and it says everyone at the bar, and then it says who the fuck played $10 worth of Hoobastank. Boom.
Oh, I was going Hoobastank.
Now, that being said, while we're talking about the stank, we all been crawling. And a lot of you, including Tulo, said you've been crawling in the dark on if we're going to see Hoobastank this summer or not. But, Erin, I believe you have the official Fuckboy Summer calendar handy, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Should I reveal it?
I mean, we can't show people the details of it because we don't want to get mobbed. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want
to. A lot of the events are invite only.
Right. Now, but Erin, I just want to show people that there is actually a physical Fuckboy Summer calendar.
Love it.
Yes.
Can we show it? Do you have it?
We worked. I do have it. Dan and I worked really hard on this. Fuckboy Summer is brought to you by the Ocean Conservancy. And we tagged a whale with FBS. They let us spray paint his tail with the FBS logo. So here it is. This is official. I'm not going to show any close-ups, but, turtles.
We love that. And darts. So on there, we will be going to see the stank, right?
Yes, I will zoom in on August 7th. It says stank.
Okay. August 7th, we will be seeing Stank in Santa Clarita.
Santa Clarita, California, folks.
Great.
Along with Dishwalla, I believe.
Heading up Dishwalla. To Valencia.
If you want to stick around for Sunday, you can catch Wilson Phillips. You can hold on to your hats for that performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't you know, things will change. Excuse me. Hey, ladies, take a back seat because the Stank's doing night two, baby.
They're actually doing night one. Sorry.
I know, but they're bumping. They're going to bump Wilson Phillips in that hypothetical.
Tuba Stank.
All right, next beam. Thank you, Aaron, for FBS.
You're so welcome.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everyone. So I don't know how that got in there. That's just me. We're having an issue here where people are throwing in just how jacked I am into Meme Corner.
Who is doing that?
Is me just ripping pull-ups, baby. Unassisted pull-ups.
Look at that lad.
Let's see that again. Can we see that again? Can we get that full screen, maybe? Full sail?
Really zoom in on Dan's face here.
Let's just see this. Because I want to see it. Just maybe it'll give us clues as to who's putting these in. You know what I mean? All right. I'm not seeing any clues, but I am seeing some tremendous strength. Huge lats.
Great day for buys.
Look at that. Getting the back jacked up, getting the lats worked.
Do you feel like you're able to get more reps in because you're wearing those sunglasses?
I think so, definitely. Yeah, also, there's just the energy, the vibe. You know what I mean?
You said people. Like, what is this shadowy cabal in like a smoke-filled room like that's sneaking these? Who do you think this is?
Yeah, who's the culprit?
I honestly think it's one of you guys, to be honest. I think it's one of you guys.
I'm not doing it. Why would I do it?
Look, are all of us, is it possible that it's one of us? Yes, you send us these clips nonstop.
Right? Yeah.
We have these clips on our phone.
You guys have them. I send them to you. So you guys are my number one culprits, to be honest.
What was the temperature in LA yesterday?
It was a cool 79 degrees.
And Dan was rocking a full like Nautica, whatever, fucking North Face jacket zipped up to his neck.
Yeah, I will say the pictures and videos are coming from a .gov email address. Yeah, so I don't know.
That's an interesting layer, Phil.
Are you saying this might be Hunter Biden?
It could be Hunter Biden. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
We know it's not Hillary if it's coming from a .gov.
Nah, she's fucking
got her.
You know how she does.
Listen, all right. Next meme. We can't harp on this all day, especially because I got to
catch
a flight.
Yeah, let's move on.
Is that it?
Convenient.
No. Oh, this is Samoa Joe choking out Adam Cole. It says, when you finally catch that mother effer in the streets that keeps calling you about your car's warranty.
I like this meme because it's wholesome. It's like censored.
It's a little Christian.
It's a little good Christian meme.
Yeah.
An edge?
When you censor mother and fucker, it's a Christian meme.
Yo, this is all the shit that Braun's been up to, carrying tigers, chimpanzees. He's on top of an elephant. I mean, and he's like bathing in the street with Mojo Rawley. And he's having a great time. He looks better than ever. And it says, when you finally get out of a toxic relationship.
Yo, these are like the four stages of a Molly roll.
Yeah, yeah. Him on the elephant will always get me, like, forever.
Jesus Christ.
That yeah, cat
is having the time of his life.
That cat in his arm is just like a, you know, like a normal. I mean,
it's so Floridian.
He's also, is he in water?
Looks like
they're in water.
Jesus. All right, whatever. It's because these tigers are so drugged up, they don't know how to even bite, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So boy. Fucked up. All right. Any more? I got to catch a flight, that's so it, I want to get it. These couple of quick AEW points in. Jungle Boy versus Kenny Omega. Watch it.
Yeah.
Main event, Saturday night main event was so fun. Jungle Boy enters. You know, look, sometimes the song is just, is it, baby? You know?
Enough.
And the Baltimore just like, you know, that was my fun version of it. That was like the Jewish version of it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is it my parents down in Jacksonville? You know what I mean? Richie, you're not doing it. Richie, you're not doing it.
I'm doing it.
It's Jungle Boy. We get it. Tarzan. We get it. Ay, ay, ay. Johnny Weissmuller.
I like this gear this week, too.
Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno
Sammartino.
You guys like my sorority letters?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What sorority is that?
Phi Sig. This is from when I was in college. They gave me this. Because I went to a date party with one of the chicks in the sorority.
Okay, that seems like a brag. But
and then okay. I Frenched her friend. Yeah, baby.
Fuck boy summer.
Wow, that's good Christian behavior.
Fuck boy summer.
Oh, man. One of the beauties of college is that whoever it was your date, it was irrelevant, folks. All right.
That's just your ticket in the door.
Don't worry, she probably Frenched your friend, too.
She absolutely did. Fun fact about college. One time, I went to a date party, meaning you bring a date. I went into the bathroom to go take a piss. My date was in there making out my friend. I just pissed and left. I didn't care. you know, that's the time. That's how it went there, folks. We were all young.
Oh, Delaware.
We were wild and we were free.
It was 1969.
And then I think we went home together at the end of that night as well. It didn't matter.
Because it was just like, it wasn't you weren't dating this person. It was just you had to go to the party with a date.
Right.
Right? Right.
Exactly.
So she's merely, it's a transaction. It's a visa. It's a green card.
Yeah, it's like you have to bring bring someone. Like, that's how it goes. Dante Martin versus Matt Sydal on AEW. Another match worth checking out. But this guy, Dante Martin, I want to give him a shout out. Not make him one of my guys way too soon. That's his name, Dante Martin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tulo?
Yeah.
Yo, he has a very cool stunner variant where he flips over the dude into a stunner. It's kind of like an eclipse from the floor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roll through, like, pop-up stunner.
But he also did a roll-up pin, like a, what do you call it, a sunset flip, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He did that, I mean, the air this guy got, he's like 20 years old, you know?
Someone's
got
to, like, slow that down and just put on, I believe I can fly.
some guys can get just fucking air. Yeah. This dude got some air. I just, one of these weeks where I was just in sync with, like, you know, with, like, just moments like that. Like, you notice I pointed out a lot of moves this week, you know? But people were getting air this week, baby. You know what I mean? It was a good fucking time. Last thing I'll bring up, then I got to get out of here because I got to go pack quick. Anna Jay and Jungle Boy, an official item.
Hell yeah, congrats.
Fireworks.
Big congratulations.
Fireworks to them. I mean, I don't care at all, but sure. But she is a mega babe. He is a mega babe. I'm calling him a babe also.
They're the mega babe.
And his dad's Luke Perry. It's like,
fucking babes. They're two fucking babes. And I expect that relationship to work out because who doesn't want a Perry kid? You know what I mean?
You know, listen, we were just talking about relationship. Are you worried that, like, maybe one might, like, start doing something and it could ruin Jungle Boy?
Yeah, like, what if she, you know, is at work at, like, fucking, where is she a wrestler?
Anna no. Jay is a wrestler. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, she's in the dark.
I forgot who we were talking about for a second. Never mind.
She works at Applebee's.
I totally forgot. I was going to say Barnes. I was going to say Barnes and Noble.
She works at Applebee's. She actually went home with weirdly with Dink.
Who were the other ones? You have to go. Never
Dink,
mind.
Doink,
Ink, and Pink.
I don't know. Yo, anyway, I got to go because I got to catch a flight, baby. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back yet. I know when I'll be back. It was a return. I bought a round trip, so I do know when I'll be back. But you know when we'll be back. We'll be back. Honestly, Tulo, we got to talk about the bonus app because I have fucking tied up.
Answer questions with Phil. But, maybe a special one with Newman?
Yeah, maybe you guys could do that if you want. We'll talk about it after the show, but if you guys are down to do it, then we'll still put one out. I have a personal matter to attend to, you guys.
Yeah, no worries.
But thank you, guys. I just want to say, again, thank you, guys, man. You guys are the fucking best. Listeners of the show are the fucking best. We have some exciting announcements coming up. We are working on the Vegas show. It is going to happen. So there will be a Vegas show. Expect it likely after SummerSlam. We will be doing something, okay? I'm still locking it up, but everything's looking – we've made major progress since last week. So the show that I guaranteed is still being guaranteed dead, okay? And follow me on Instagram, at Dan Black Attack. Follow our socials, at COW Podcast. And most importantly, subscribe to our YouTube. Phil's doing amazing work on the YouTube page. Watch – if you're like – you listen to the show sometimes, but also watch it. Even if you're not going to watch it, go subscribe. Support the YouTube page, all right? Cool. Hey, everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up. Mwah.